This is a great question, and I'm surprised that it hasn't presented itself over the last few years in its current guise. But essentially, the thing to understand is that if you have become bankrupt in Hong Kong, it's not good news, as you can appreciate. The ability to remain here over the long haul could be problematic and is indeed highly case-specific. Whilst you are being managed by a trustee in bankruptcy and you do maintain your current employment, then the Immigration Department will probably have something to say about that arrangement and would look at the extension of stay with a set of eyes that, to put it sort of mildly, would not be routine. Doesn't automatically follow that you wouldn't get an extension of stay, but if you're seeking to change your employer and all this kind of stuff, then it might be problematic. But in the final analysis, it really does all depend. In any event, at the point of bankruptcy, if you do have a current limit of stay endorsed in your passport, that shouldn't be affected. That is, the Immigration Department won't suddenly come sweeping down on you and say, hey, you've been made bankrupt, therefore we're going to pull the rug from under your feet and cancel your current limit of stay and send you off from whence you came. No, the issue really only presents itself in the context of an application subsequently to extend your stay or to go through the processes of perhaps changing your sponsor, both of which would require express disclosure to the Immigration Department so that they could make a true assessment of whether or not you represent a security objection to Hong Kong, all things considered, as a result of your bankruptcy. But certainly, in my experience, there shouldn't be an immediate impact on your current limit of stay. Extensions could be problematic, as could be change of sponsorships if that's what's going on. Okay, I hope you found that useful.